Vermont House lawmakers are pushing ahead with a controversial plan to consolidate school districts and impose spending caps on public schools. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Secretary of Education Rebecca Holcomb says they need to be careful they don't do more harm than good.
House leaders have taken some intense heat from teachers and school boards over the last couple weeks for a plan to impose spending caps on school budgets. The initial House proposal would have limited annual spending increases to no more than 2% per pupil. That would be a particularly harsh cap on districts with declining enrollments, and the latest version of the plan creates a different kind of cap for schools contending with a drop in student numbers.
We're still working to see whether we can put something together, and I'm committed to doing that if it works.
But while House Speaker Shap Smith remains bullish on education reform and the property tax relief he says it would bring about, Secretary of Education Rebecca Holcomb is telling lawmakers to think long and hard before they act.
If we aren't careful and if you don't get it right, there's a potential to do a tremendous amount of damage, and I need to put that on the table.
Holcomb delivered those cautionary words to the House Committee on Education Friday, where lawmakers are fine-tuning their spending cap plan. The House education bill would also mandate the consolidation of school districts into education systems of at least 1,100 students. Holcomb says it's great lawmakers are taking such a hard look at the issue, but she says legislative overreach could thwart meaningful reforms already underway.
We also are very concerned about the capacity of our system to implement change right now.
Jill Remick is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Agency of Education. Remick says the agency isn't convinced that the spending cap is the best mechanism for education reform.
We would argue that there are fundamental changes that need to happen, and simply dictating that districts need to spend less won't actually solve the problem.
Speaker Smith says the electorate has demanded property tax relief, and that the spending cap is among the very few ways to deliver it anytime soon. The original version of the cap, had it been in place this year, would have disallowed more than $30 million in education spending. But data provided by the Agency of Education shows the cap would have forced additional spending reductions at more than 100 school districts. And Remick says those cuts aren't without consequence.
Looking at it from here in Montpelier, we're talking about this big picture and about property tax rates. When you're at a school district operating and you have to decide whether to lay off your third grade teacher or close your French program or stop offering transportation, those have really significant impacts on the kids right away.
Even if the House does proceed with the cap, it looks to have far less support in the Senate, where lawmakers are working on their own reform bill. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.